and you're very welcome to episode 20 of Ars Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the program today, we speak to Dr. Donal Griffin, Marine Policy Officer with Fair Seas, as they call for Galway Bay and Islands area to be designated Marine Protected Area. If you want to get a comment into the program, you can do on our text and WhatsApp line. That's 086 38 33 553. You can phone reception on 09177 0077. Email arsprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. If you want to get more information on this initiative by Commissioner Naman and the IBI, you can go on to arsprotect.ie, where you can take the ecological footprint calculator and also complete a very quick survey. All that plus lots more coming up on Ars Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Dr. Donal Griffin, the Marine Policy Officer with Fair Seas. Donal, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you for joining us here today. And this survey you've released here, that 3/4 of people believe lack of political will is the biggest threat to Ireland's marine environment. Talk to us a bit about the background of it and what the work you do there in Fair Seas.
Absolutely. So with Fair Seas are a coalition of NGOs in Ireland working together on protecting and restoring our marine environment. And it's the first time actually that such a group has come together to join their voices and calling on government to do more, basically, and to do better when it comes to managing and protecting our seas. And a big focus for us is a new marine protected area legislation that is due to start making its way through the Oireachtas in the coming months. And actually, we thought that we might have seen it earlier this summer before the dull summer recess, but that didn't transpire, so we're still waiting on it. So everything Fair Seas does is a way to advocate for strong and ambitious new MPA, Marine Protected Area legislation, that will deliver proper biodiversity outcomes for our seas and wildlife, but also positive outcomes for our communities, our organisations, businesses, coastal communities and people that rely on a healthy ocean to be successful. So the Ocean Literacy Survey is something that we were running during the summer. I think it kicked off in May this year. And ocean literacy itself is a concept. It's our understanding of our individual and collective impact on the ocean, and it's the ocean's impact on our lives and well-being too. So it's a two-way process. And we conducted a survey to gauge the Irish people's ocean literacy, or how connected or not they are with our ocean. And almost 1,300 people provided their views online, which is fantastic. It really showed itself, I guess, the connection people have in Ireland to the sea. And some of the key findings that you mentioned there, 76% of people, so 3/4 of people, think that lack of political will to protect and to manage the ocean effectively as the biggest threat to the ocean. That's something that I would tend to agree with. Mm-hmm. Other things then that were mentioned in the survey were the likes of marine litter and plastic pollution, overfishing, climate change, the destruction of habitats on the coast or in the sea. And these are all things that are global issues, I guess. These are things that are not unique to Ireland, but which Ireland need to address at that national level. And the government are the responsibility here. They are the relevant authority to tackle these issues. So I'm not surprised, and I'm glad that people recognise that it is the government's responsibility, and that if we have failed in addressing these issues for our seas, then that lies squarely with the government itself. But other findings actually from our perspective at Fair Seas that focus on marine protected areas, well, another interesting findings were that 98% of people, so pretty much everyone that filled out the survey at all, believe and support marine protected area designation to some degree. And 99% of people, so virtually everyone, indicated that protecting the marine environment is either important or very important to them on a personal level. So I think to sum up this ocean, we are very connected to the sea here in Ireland. We do value it. We want to see it better protected, and that's our goal for Fair Seas, is to ensure government do that.
Mm. Now, some of the figures and the numbers you're quoting there, the percentages, 98% of people surveyed support MPA designation to some degree, and 99% of respondents indicated that protecting the marine environment is either important or very important to them on a personal level. Is there a danger with this survey that there's a bias involved here, that people partaking in the survey are eco-minded anyways, so they will support it?
Yes, I think you're spot on there, absolutely, because people who are want to see the sea protected will seek this out when they come across it, they're more likely to fill it out. You're absolutely right. But I think the sheer numbers involved here are indicative in themselves, and that there's such a broad swathe. I mean, 1,300 people filled out the survey, but actually over 2,000 people had clicked in and filled out to a certain extent the fullness of the survey, all the questions, the 1,300 were valid. So, and there are other surveys that we have conducted, online opinion poll surveys, where there are other reports from the government about responses to various consultations, and every single one of those actually indicate that there is this connection to the sea by Irish people across the board. Obviously, I think in different places that connection to the sea will be different. On the coast here and in Galway, especially around the coast and all along the Irish coast, there will be a greater sense of connection to the sea within coastal communities and people that make their livelihoods from the sea or recreate in the sea. But I think, I come from County Tyrone. We're nowhere near the sea ourselves, but I have a real strong connection to the sea at all. Most of West Tyrone travel all the way to Sligo and Donegal every weekend to swim and to surf, you know. So I think broadly there's a strong connection to the sea here in Ireland, and that's what Fair Seas are trying to leverage for better outcomes for biodiversity.
Yeah. In terms of protecting marine landscapes and marine ecosystems, are you finding that the ones closest to us, that's where a lot of the natural marine biodiversity is, and that's why you're calling on government to provide legislation? Because obviously they can't do anything about international waters, but a lot of the marine areas you want to protect are in Irish waters.
Yeah, absolutely. So our coastal areas, the areas closest to the coast, are our most biodiverse. You know, there are lots of different habitats. You've got rocky shores, you've got beaches, you've got shingle, you've got all sorts. You've got seagrass, you've got salt marsh, you've got cliffs, like the Cliffs of Moher. You've got all these different habitats, and within all those range of different habitats, you have these different communities of species and animals and everything else. So that is, it's a real, and also what happened nearest the coast is where we use the sea most, you know, people. Further out to sea, there you will find less people, less boats, less activity, but closer you are to the coast, the more activity you are. So there's a conflict there. And so that's why coastal MPAs and themselves, coastal marine protected areas, are so important, and engaging with all the users of the sea about how those areas should be managed is really important as well. It's not about imposing regulations down on top of people in coastal communities, some of which of those coastal communities may have been using that part of the little bay, you know, for centuries or, you know, generations. It's about actually working with those people, taking their thoughts on how they use the sea on board, and designing, co-designing management that will work for everyone and for the biodiversity. And then further out to sea, you're absolutely right, it gets more difficult. So even past the 12 nautical mile limit, you're getting into, I guess, an area where it's not solely within the Irish competency regarding fishing management. And fishing can be a huge pressure on marine biodiversity and wildlife. So it gets more complicated then with the EU and different fishing boats from member states coming in, and how that's managed and how conservation is managed in that context. So it's more difficult, but there are arguably less stakeholders involved the further you get away from the coast. So in some ways it becomes more simpler, but in other ways it becomes more difficult. So it's a complex process, whether you're inshore or further off, but I guess that doesn't change the need for effective marine protected areas in both those areas. We need to look after the biodiversity that we have left.
Now, Fair Seas, you're a coalition of environmental networks and non-governmental organisations. You've launched this petition. In terms of the biodiversity crisis in our marine areas and oceans, are you finding that it's worse or not as bad as those seen on land or in air? In terms of, I'm just thinking to myself, the pollution we have in our lakes and rivers, everything flows out to the ocean. Are you finding it's worse there or better?
So that's a good point. So I'm from County Tyrone, as mentioned, and we're having an awful problem with Loch Ness at the minute, the biggest loch on the island. and it's covering blue-green algae, and that's for various reasons, but including, you know, nutrient enrichment and agricultural runoff. But eventually, all what ends up in the rivers ends up at the sea, including nutrients and pollution and plastic and litter and all that. So the coastal environment, as I said, it's used a lot. It's used most in terms of the whole marine environment. So it does get it's under pressure more, you might say, from a lot of different activities and uses that can impact on marine species. But also the marine environment has this great ability to recover as well. It is separate from land and from terrestrial systems in a lot of ways. And the most important way is that there's one ocean in the world. You know, there's lots of seas, and we call it the Irish Sea, and we have the Celtic Sea and the North Sea and all this. But there is one ocean, that's one global ocean, and it's all connected. So recovery in the marine environment can happen quite quickly. It can happen much more quicker than we thought years ago, and it can happen at a larger scale given the right conditions. And those right conditions are the removal of pressures, the removal of threats, the mitigation of pressures and threats, and whether it is climate change or overfishing or unsustainable practices or development. So the sea does get a hard time of it, as does on land, when it comes to biodiversity and the decline and loss that we have seen over years, decades, centuries. But uniquely to the marine environment, that opportunity to recover in such a quick period of time with relatively little effort in there from human hands is quite significant, and something that we really need to latch on to.
Yeah. In terms of legislation you want to see government provide, is it MPAs, or what type of legislation do you want to see?
So we want, so the government have already committed to progressing new marine protected area legislation. So this would be national legislation, as opposed to we already have EU legislation that allow Ireland to designate SACs, so special areas of conservation, and SPAs, special protected areas for birds. So that's under the EU Birds and Habitats Directives. But this new national legislation will allow Ireland to go further in terms of a scope and remit, and protect species, habitats, ecosystem services and processes that are important at a national, not just an EU level. Yeah. So the government have committed to this at a national, EU and international level, doing this, progressing this legislation and reaching a 30 by 30 target. So they have committed to protecting 30% of Ireland's seas by 2030. So it's only 6 or 7 years away. Yeah. It's not very far. So the government are committed to do it, but we really want the government to get on with it as soon as possible. We often talk about the climate crisis, about time is running out for action, and it's equally true of the biodiversity crisis as well. Time is running out. So in this legislation, we want to see ambitious and mandatory targets, committing Ireland to protecting 30% of its seas in an MPA by 2030, but also including a 10% strictly protected target. We want to see robust management framework in that legislation that clearly defines what will be protected, how it will be protected, and which government agencies are responsible for all that. And we also, critically, we want to see community engagement, stakeholder engagement at every stage of the MPA designation and the management process, and based on principles of transparency, inclusive and fairness among local and national stakeholders. We see all that as together being really critical to the effectiveness of this legislation in the end. And we also have a petition at the moment. We have an online petition, and we're asking the public to support our call to government to get on with enacting a strong marine protected area law as soon as possible without further delay. And we're hoping that with as many signatures on that petition as possible, that that is a real strong a call on government and a clear sign to the government that actually it's not just Fair Seas talking about this, that the whole island and all the people in Ireland care about this as well. And hopefully that will stoke some action and urgency.
Yeah, as always, the devil will be in the detail on it. You mentioned bringing along stakeholders in terms of this legislation, MPAs. Will it affect oyster farmers, wild or like fishermen or fish farms? What sort of stuff will it impact on?
It will all depend on the site that are designated, these new sites that will come along before 2030. So it'll very much depend where they are. It'll very much depend on what features of the environment that are specifically specified as the protecting agent there. So for some, it may be that for native oysters are the protected feature in some, and that may actually help with restoration of native oysters in some areas, and it may be for fishing, spawning and nursery grounds, so that may ultimately then benefit fishing, the fishing industry, and boosting commercial stocks. But it will have an impact on various industries and activities around the coast. There is no doubt about that. But it is not, it's not something that stakeholders should be afraid of. Yeah. We are calling, and that's where this community engagement comes in really well, is that this needs to be a discussion amongst the people that use our sea, that that depend on their livelihoods on the sea, and they need to be in the conversation and adding their knowledge and their expertise and their experience to the discussions around how we manage and what activities then are restricted in some way, or what other activities are banned, or what other activities are actually promoted in some of these areas over others.
Finally, I know that you're considering Galway Bay and the islands area for an MPA.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually 2 years ago now, in June 2021, at the very beginning of Fair Seas as a campaign, the first thing we done was produce a scientific report. It was called Revitalising Our Seas, Areas of Interest for MPA, Marine Protected Area Designation. And using the latest and most up-to-date data and information that we had and evidence, we identified areas of high biodiversity, high species richness, high abundance of various marine species and habitats. And it was clear from very early on that what we then call the Galway Bay and Islands area of interest, that it was a very important area for a wide range of different species, habitats and ecosystems. It was very important for many sharks, skates and rays. It's a refuge for the critically endangered flapper skate, for example. High densities of bottlenose dolphin sightings, harbour porpoise sightings. Very important for seabirds, with roughly 65,000 seabirds breeding there in this area, including razorbill, kittiwakes, puffins, fulmars, guillemots, and also seagrass beds there. The biodiversity in the rocky shores and the bays and around the Aran Islands and in the foot of the cliffs of Moher. It really is truly amazing. So that was an area of interest that really stood out. It really is a beautiful part of the world. Of course, we didn't need a report to tell us that, but it was interesting that when we crunched the numbers, that the numbers showed us exactly how we feel about the area, that it is special. And it's just more evidence then that we need to do all we can to protect the biodiversity that we have left, because, as I said, we're lucky to have this biodiversity, and there's quite a lot of it in this Galway Bay and Islands area. But it's also worth, and we have to remember, that it's a fragment of what we used to have, so we need to do all we can to protect what's left.
Dr. Donal Griffin, the Marine Policy Officer with Fair Seas, thank you for joining us on Ours to Protect.
Thank you.
And that is it for this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Join us next week, where I speak to Greensod Ireland about their passive management strategies and also carbon offsetting. Should be very interesting. Join us next Thursday at 11:30. Until then, stay safe and have a very good weekend.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.